Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Sugarcane farmers encouraged to grow alternate crops. Stay with us to find out more. And later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Boy, throughout the year move fast. I sue some again, you know.
So what you have time to do for the holiday?
Well, I don't want to stay in the house, you know. So I'm going to look at summer job.
Where are you going to find that?
No, no yet, you know. But I want to check out the Hope Youth Summer Program.
Good idea. Might as well me try to do that too. Tell me when you are going to apply.
And now we're too long now. I'm going right now to apply.
The Hope Youth Summer Work Program, bringing work and career experience to Jamaica's youth 17 to 29 years old. Application period extended to April 27. Apply now at any HeartTrust NTA or NYS office island-wide. For more information, call 754-98168.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Audley Shaw, is encouraging farmers and other interest groups involved in sugarcane cultivation to grow alternative crops.
We can no longer sit around and wait on the promise of populating all our land with sugar anymore. It's not going to happen.
Mr. Shaw says the rationalization of certain sugar lands, such as Bernard Lodge in St. Catherine and Monymusk in Clarendon, must be undertaken to determine what other crops can be successfully grown.
Some is for vegetable, some is for short-term tree crops like papayas and so on. Others, long-term tree crops like citrus. Then you have new entrants now into the field, like castor oil is a major item globally now. Soya bean, that's a major item. Industrial hemp, major item. That is something that is used to make rope and all kinds of things like that. All of these things can more than make up for sugarlands.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at the third annual staging of the Evergrow Garden Center seminar at the Caymanas Golf and Country Club in St. Catherine recently. The objective of the seminar was to encourage farmers to use fertilizers more efficiently to improve crop production.
So either you're overusing, underusing, not using at all.
Okay.
So there needs to be more conscientious use of fertilizers.
Director of Jamaica Floral Products Limited and Evergrow Garden Center, Burrell Scarlett. The seminar was attended by representatives from the Clarendon Horticultural Society, Jamaica Agricultural Society, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Yalas Agropark in St. Thomas, and the Amity Hall Agropark in St. Catherine. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Fisheries Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries wishes to advise the public that the annual closed season for spiny lobsters commenced on April 1 and ends on June 30. Submit declarations and applications for storage to the Fisheries Division of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries at 2C Newport East, P.O. Box 470, Kingston 11. For further information, call 948-9014 or email fisheries@mycalf.gov.jm. Send your announcements to radio@jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Cold can't keep a cool. Translation, cold cannot cover cold. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, people with similar weaknesses cannot help each other. A similar meaning is the blind can't lead the blind. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. For producer Andrew James Sawyers, I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.